Good morning. Welcome to our gift service. It is a pop-up nativity, so you will be surrounded by angels, shepherds, kings, plus Marys and Josephs. I think there's one Roman soldier, and we just ask that you go with the flow. Thank you. One item of good news is that Kevin Walters, Daphne's son, is engaged to be married. And a bad news is that Sophia Brain has broken her leg, poor little thing, and her granny nearly forgot to tell me. We have gifts for friends who we remember at this time, and they are in the meeting room. Any help would be appreciated to drop them off. So if you're going past somebody on your way home, if you could just drop it off, we'd be very grateful. And church news for December, January is available in the vestibule. So please take a copy if you haven't already done so. And I don't dress like that all the time.
Blessed be our God who does amazing things. Let us worship God together. Let us draw near with thankful hearts and acknowledge the glory of God's name. We join to sing, O come, all ye faithful.
Oh, Please be seated. We join together to pray. Let us pray. Advent, Lord, let Christmas come. Let it come this year new and fresh, as though for the first time, so that in its coming we praise your name and give you true adoration. Advent, Lord, come and bless us all. Bless us with the comfort of your coming, for we need you and look for the renewal of every spiritual gift. Advent, Lord, bless us with the challenge of your coming, for we are careless people, casual in our service, and need a sharp reminder of our responsibilities. Bless us with the light of your coming, for the world is often a dark place, and we need evidence that light will always conquer darkness. Advent, God, bless us with the hope of your coming, for we sometimes despair and need the reassurance that evil will not have the final victory. Advent, God, bless us with the humility of your coming, for pride often rules our day, and we long for the simplicity of your manger birth. Advent, Lord, come, for your people are waiting. Thanks be to God. Amen. So young, where are you? Beautiful. You got that mic? Yes, and I'll go to this mic. It's a beautiful thing. Okay. Just in case there's any visitors here this morning, can I just say, we don't usually wear kit like this. Okay. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
흑암에 행하던 백성이 큰 빛을 보고 사방의 그늘진 땅에 거주하던 자에게 빛이 비치도다.
Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined.
이사야 9장 2절 말씀 방금 해드렸습니다.
The second candle, which we're going to light, reminds us of peace. In Korean, the word for peace is
평화, 평화입니다.
Try it. 평화.
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 Thank you. Brilliant.
And in Isaiah 40 it says, But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
오직 여호와를 앙망하는 자는 새 힘을 얻으리니 독수리가 날개 치며 올라감 같을 것이요 다른 박질하여도 곤비하지 아니하겠고 걸어가도 피곤하지 아니하리로다.
Right, on your feet, everybody. Hup, 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 hup. Two verses. First verse is hope. Second verse is peace. Action for hope is this, as in I remember, I hope, I remember. Action for peace in the first week is this. Second week we might start doing all this sort of stuff, but for now it's just this, okay. He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace. Actually, that was pretty rubbish, if you don't mind me saying so. Should we try that again? He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace. Great. Have a seat. So young. So we join to pray. Let us pray. Dear God, as we journey down this Advent road, grant us the courage to make peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace in our communities.
하나님 아버지, 저희가 이 대림절의 시기를 지나오니 평화를 일으킬 수 있는 용기를 허락해 주세요. 저희 마음의 평화를, 저희 가정의 평화를, 저희 공동체의 평화를 주세요. 아멘.
아멘. Even if Granny comes, what do you bring? Do you want to? You'd like one each? That'd be fun? Yep, you come. That's it. Beautiful. Round steps up. That's it. One, two. Up step, up step, up step, up step, up step. Right. If I hold it and you light one candle. That's a beautiful thing. Excellent. Thank you very much. And your sister up you get. That's it. Good. You turn around and see that one there. Got it? Thank you very much. Down we go. It isn't enough to talk about peace. One must believe in it. And it isn't enough to believe in it. One must work on at it. Eleanor Roosevelt.
평화를 말로 말할 수는 참 어렵습니다. 평화는 믿어야 하는 것인데 믿기만 해도 충분하지는 않습니다. 우리는 평화를 위해 반드시 실천하고 행하는 노력을 기울여야 합니다. 엘레나 루즈벨트.
Okay, perhaps the children would like to come to the front and sit on these blue chairs. So you can see what's happening, because there's going to be lots of things for you to see and do. And parents, please encourage your children to join in as much as possible. Brilliant. Are you receiving me? Hello, hello, are you receiving me? It's planet Earth calling. Let me give you a spin. How do you like my blue oceans and my green lands? God did a good job when he made me way back in the beginning. And that's where today's story, the Christmas story, starts, in the beginning. But first, I'm going to need some help from you. When I say each of these words, I need you to join in with an action. So when you hear the word love or loved, can you put your hands on your heart? Grown-ups as well? Yes, very good, thank you. When you hear the word listen, can you cup your ears to listen? When I hear the word friend or friendship, shake hands with someone near you. It's going to be a very friendly church. And when I say the word big hug, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to hug anyone. I'm asking you to hug yourself.
Right.
They will be underlined throughout the script. You'll see lots of lovely pictures on screen and instructions, sound effects, actions. Just go with the flow. Thank you, first of all, to everyone who has come dressed up as one of the characters from the Nativity story. When we get to your moment, I will explain how you can join in. Right, are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Then here we go. I love how one of the kids just went, yes. In the beginning, when my seas sparkled and everything was clean and new, God made Adam and Eve, the first human beings. So let's invite Adam and Eve to come to the front. Don't worry, they're fully clothed. As you can see, they were wonderful. God gave them minds to know him, hearts to love him, and ears to listen to his voice. Guess how much I love you, said God, all the way round my planet Earth. Well, that's a very long way, and I should know. In fact, God loved Adam and Eve so much that he made them a beautiful garden. He told them that they could eat the fruit from any tree except one.
Not that one!
If you eat the fruit from that tree, you will die, he said. He wanted to keep them safe, you see. So Adam and Eve enjoyed the garden. Can you do some gardening, please? A bit of hoovering. Leslie, take note. Put some welly into it. Go on. Thank you. God was their best friend. Shake hands. Shake hands. God was their best friend, and every day was perfect. But not for long. Somebody wanted to spoil their happiness, and that somebody was God's enemy, Satan. Boo! Guess why God won't let you eat that special fruit, hissed the crafty old snake. He knows he'll make you as clever as him. Go on, try it. You won't really die. Eve gazed at the fruit. How scrumptious it looked. How delicious it would taste. Yum, yum. How stupendous to become so clever. She took a bite. And so did Adam. Oh, how... That's more than one bite. Thank you. How ashamed and miserable they felt, and they tried to hide from God. You'd better leave the garden if you think you know better than me, God told them sadly. Now work will be backbreaking, and when you grow old, you will die. Can you go back to your seats now? Thank you very much, though. Oh dear, one friendship. One friendship broken. Snap. Those human beings spoiled everything when they disobeyed God. Nasty thistles and thorns grew in my lovely soil. Ouch. And worse still, the children of those humans started fighting and hurting each other and me. Crash! Bang, wallop, crash, bang, wallop. What would become of them? But God said, don't worry, planet Earth. I have an awesome plan to rescue them. I'm going to send my own son to be born as a tiny baby. I was puzzled too. How would a tiny baby help? God explained, two kind people called Mary and Joseph from King David's family will look after him. When he grows up, he will give the world a big hug from me. God said that his son would remind the humans to love him with all their hearts and to listen to his voice each day, and then they would overflow with his peace. I spun with excitement. I couldn't wait for God's little world saver to be born. Well, I watched and waited for hundreds of years, and still those human beings went astray, just like a flock of lost sheep. Very good. We're getting into it now. But at last, I felt the light touch of an angel's step at Mary's house in Nazareth. Have we got any Marys? We've got one Mary, haven't we? Do you want to come to the front, Mary? I'd love to, said Mary. You can bring the Christmas badger. I'm sure there was a badger there. Yeah, onto the stage. We can. And we need an angel as well. We need just one angel at the moment. Fantastic. Well done. Beautiful. Don't be afraid, Mary, said the angel Gabriel. Guess how much God loves you. So much that he wants you to be the mother of his baby son. Please give him the name Jesus, because that means God saves. Well, Mary was so happy that she burst into a song of praise to God. It was music to my ears, I can tell you. Have we got any Josephs? Oh, Mary, you really are. Anyone fancy being a Joseph? Go on, Julian. Yeah, you look. Yes, that's perfect. Julian out. Joseph out there. Woo! Fantastic. But when Joseph heard the incredible news, he shook his head. Could it really be true? That night, as he tossed and turned on his bed, an angel whispered into his dreams, Joseph, hear what Mary says, for every word is true. This baby is a gift from God. So Joseph married Mary, and he took great care of her. But just when the baby was due to be born, a Roman soldier marched down the street. The emperor has announced a census, he shouted.
What's going on here? Hey, go to the census.
Everyone must go to their hometown to be counted. So Mary and Joseph set off on the long journey to Bethlehem, because that's where Joseph's family came from. Have we got anyone come as a donkey? I know we've got at least one. There may be some. Hooray! We've got a lovely donkey. Oh, when they arrived in Bethlehem, the little town was heaving with all the visitors. It was busy. It was buzzing. Buzz, 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 buzz. In fact, it was bursting at the seams. Oh, we've got two donkeys. Fantastic. Fantastic. And there was no room at the inn. Poor Mary and Joseph, where were they going to stay? Where's my innkeeper? Only God knew that someone kind, someone kind would say, I can give you shelter for the night, if you don't mind my animals. Have we got any other animals to come to the front? Any stable animals? Cows or sheep? We've got a sheep, I know, but yes. The best sheep I've ever seen. Fabulous, fab. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. And so, Jesus was born in that simple place. There we go. Here's baby Jesus. Congratulations, Mummy and Daddy. Mary wrapped the little bundle of love. Love? She wrapped the little bundle of love and laid him in the animal's manger. And I cradled the sleeping baby and began to dream of peace on earth. We're going to sing Away in a Manger. Okay, thank you, innkeeper. You can go and sit down. Do you want to sit down as well? Yeah. So we need some shepherds now. We need some shepherds. Yes, very good. Do you want to get up on the stage and shepherd with the tallest crook in the world? Fantastic. No. In the fields nearby, some shepherds were watching over their sheep. Baa! Baa! Keeping them safe from hungry lions and bears. Have we got any more angels? Got some angels come to the front? And, oh, lovely. Yes? Steve Wenman, do you want to... Anyone else? No? Okay. Suddenly, an angel appeared to them, sparkling with heavenly glory. That angel was light, white, eye-blinkingly bright. And those shepherds were terrified. Don't be afraid, said the angel. Guess how much God loves you. A saviour, who is Christ the Lord, has been born for you today in Bethlehem. You will find the baby all wrapped up and lying in the manger. So the curious shepherds hurried into Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the tiny baby lying in the manger. It was just as the angel had said. Have we got any stars? We've got at least one star. Any stars? Oh, Catherine, you might have been outstarred. Lovely. Can you do some sparkling? Can you do some sparkling? Some sparkling. God hung a magnificent star in the eastern sky. It glowed like a birthday candle. It was light. It was white. It was eye-blinkingly bright. No wonder some wise men spotted it. Have we got any wise men and women? And a camel? Any camels, wise men? There's some shepherds down there who haven't come to the front. Which one's Well, come over here. Well, wherever you need to do some stargazing. Okay, so get your Middle Eastern telescopes and binoculars out. Oh, we're just going to add a bit of glamour to the proceedings now. Do you want the chair? Look, this is the sign that a great new king has been born, they cried. Let's pack our camel's saddlebags with rich gifts and go to worship him. So you found the baby Jesus. How their eyes shone as they followed the guiding star. It went ahead of them. Star? Move it. Yeah, move it. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where Jesus was staying. O King of Kings, we worship you, they said as they bowed down and offered him their precious gifts. Royal gold and sweet-smelling, nose-tickling frankincense and myrrh. Have you got your gifts to give to the baby Jesus? Beautiful. They're wrapped much better than mine. Very good. Ah, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In a minute, we're going to sing We Three Kings. We're going to take our offertory. And then when we sing We Three Kings, I'm going to invite you to come to the front and bring any gifts that you've brought for WellCare, and we'll place them at the front as part of our offering. But first of all, I'm going to need a little volunteer. Do you think?
Thank you.
Have a seat. So these gifts go off for the work of WellCare, which you're going to hear more about in a minute. And the loose cash goes to cystic fibrosis research in memory of Anna Marie Crump, who died aged 10 years old on Christmas Day. So we pray. Lord Jesus, you come as light into our dark world. And at this season, we will not pretend that everything is light and bright and easy. It is not. We do not pretend that these gifts will sort everything out. But they may lift the spirits, and they may remind people that there are people that care. So receive our offering and multiply our love and bless all those who will receive these gifts. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Do you know what? That is a lovely scene. But now, I couldn't wait for Jesus to grow up and help the humans to love God and to listen to his voice. And that's just what Jesus did. Then he did something even more wonderful. He lifted every wrong thing that anyone has ever done onto his own broad shoulders and carried them right away. Anyone who is truly sorry will be forgiven. Anyone who wants to can be friends. Anyone who wants to can be friends with God forever. So let's celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Saviour. This baby is a gift with love from God to you. Thank you, everybody, for joining in today. We're going to have our reading now, which our star is going to come and read. And the reading is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 10.
Spiritual blessings in Christ. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in our union with Christ, he has blessed us by giving us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world. Even before the world was made, God had already chosen us to be his through our union with Christ, so that we would be holy and without fault before him. Because of his love, God had already decided that through Jesus Christ, he would make us his sons and daughters. This was his pleasure and purpose. Let us praise God for his glorious grace, for the free gift he gave us in his dear Son, for by the blood of Christ we are set free. That is, our sins are forgiven. How great is the grace of God which he gave to us in such large measure. In all his wisdom and insight, God did what he purposed and made known to us the secret plan he had already decided to complete by means of Christ. This plan, which God will complete when the time is right, is to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Christ as head.
heartfelt thanks. Fabulous tableau. Now you can return to being among us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's a really useful thing if we have a moment, maybe with Margie telling us about well care. That would be a joyless thing. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Hi, good morning everyone. Am I talking right into this? Because I hate it. thank you very much for inviting me. That was wonderful, absolutely wonderful, everyone. So I've come to tell you a bit about well care. Some of you might be bored with hearing me talk about it, so I always try and think of something different to say. Well care, to be fair, we've had quite a tough year. But we're ending the year on a very positive, very, very good high. And that's due to lots of friends and supporters that we have around Kingston who have stuck with us and helped us to overcome some of the difficulties we've been having. Difficulties are really about funding and keeping going. But in the middle of the year, we were able to celebrate 30 years of being at Wellcare, in Wellcare House, delivering services from our base in Cambury Park Road. It's an absolutely fantastic family-friendly building, and through that building we're able to raise income by renting it out to other people, other charities, other voluntary groups in the borough, and that really has kept us going over the past couple of years, alongside all the donations and the gifts and things like this to help us put together our service, the service we deliver to the families in the borough all year round. So what do we do? At the moment, the bulk of our work is supporting parents where the parents have got mental health issues. So that can be diagnosed or undiagnosed stress, anxiety, more serious conditions, including postnatal depression. There's a lot of parents around and about who really struggle with postnatal depression, and there just really isn't a lot of support out there for them. A lot of it is about having a baby, as we've been hearing, it's a joyous time, it's a happy time. And if you've had a baby and you don't feel joyous, you don't feel happy, it's really difficult situation to deal with. And it is really hard to say to everybody, I'm not feeling well, I'm not feeling this, I'm not doing it. Because everybody's congratulating you. They're telling you how lovely it is, how nice it is, how well, you know, and you think that's how you should be feeling. So you find it quite difficult to cope with that. So we've been developing some new services to look at how we can support these families much earlier, much quicker, much better. And we've got a new service starting in January, which is going to be doing positive play with children and sessions with mum and new babies to help baby and mum bond better together. So we're really looking forward to starting that, and that is in part due to some funding that we've just received from Children in Need that we'll be able to do this. We're also looking to support mums who are pregnant, mums whose English might be quite poor, and they're not actually going to their antenatal classes, sessions or appointments at the hospital. And they actually maybe don't realise the value of them and why they're important to go to. And some of the information we've received shows to us that mums with English as a second language are not faring as well through the hospital maternity services. And their babies are not doing as well. So we're going to start a pilot program to try and help mums in the community to know a bit more about why it is important that they go to antenatal. And as a result, what we're hoping for is that we can really help from before children are born to give them the best start in life and then support them onwards so that actually we help everyone to get the best out of life and for children to just really enjoy their childhood, have positive experiences and grow and are happy, healthy and that their well-being are well looked after. I would like to finish by saying a huge thank you for all the gifts that you've brought us today and all the other days that you give us gifts and financial support and just your thoughts and your prayers and all your support, volunteering, whatever else it might be. It makes a tremendous difference to WellCare. It has really kept us going over the past couple of years, 3 years, where we've really struggled. We have a good group of volunteers that are really helping us out every day at the moment. And through that, we're able to do lots of other activities and things that we wouldn't be able to do with the number of staff that we have. We only have two full-time members of staff at WellCare. Two full-time members of staff at WellCare. So the work we do is really well supported through the community and by volunteers. And I can tell you it makes a huge difference to parents and families within this borough. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Yay! And if anybody wants to know any more about WellCare, Margie's not disappearing straight away the minute the service is finished, so thank you. Thank you. Guess what's happening on Thursday? Do you remember what's happening on Thursday? I think we should pray. Let's pray. So the election this week. Let us remember the parliamentary candidates, and that some will win and most will lose, and some will be elated, some will be elected, and some will be humiliated. And let's remember that their reaction is what ours would be, because they're ordinary men and women like we are. And let us pray that God's will is done. And let's remember the people whose lives will be affected by the change in government, if it happens, the Brexit or not Brexit as it happens, and remember that those who will be affected the most will be the poorest, the weakest. And let's hold up before God all those trying to do things to help, and let's pray for WellCare. For their work and their workers. And remember the so many people in the voluntary sector struggling to keep going, to develop their work. And let us hold up before God the world in which we live and ask that God would strengthen those who are challenging all of us to think about our impact on the planet. And to pray for God's peace. Let's hold up before God those people and situations that are worrying us. and let's pray for ourselves. Lord Jesus, be born in our hearts and lives. And hear the prayers we offer, for they come in the name of Jesus born among us. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, we join together to sing our final song, Joy to the World. We leave with a traditional Ethiopian blessing. God bless you. God make your home bright. Go home in peace in the name of Christ. And all God's people said, Amen.